100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was a Ford. And, well, y'all came up with a bunch of stories, and the amazing thing is everyone can afford to listen to this podcast because I think it's free, unless you're using some sort of app that charges you, which seems kind of weird. Oh well, people are making money off of this thing. Are there any ads? I don't add any ads. Do you add any ads? If you want to, I guess. But anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll come back to you later when they're all done.
Good morning, it's Richard. Here's my story for this week, which is called Interview. Well, I think I'm more than qualified. And I tick all the boxes for your requirements. I smiled at each of the members of the interview panel in my most disarming fashion, then followed it up with, "Of course, the big question is, can you afford me?" The chairman frowned, then smiled back broadly. "Son, I like you. You're arrogant, self-assured, and you seem to have balls of steel. Exactly the sort of person we need in this company." I leaned back in my chair, a smug grin on my face. "However, you're right. We can't afford you. Sorry." "All done. Until next time, goodbye."
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called "The River Was Wide." Vast and turbulent, the river ran the length of the valley floor. Gunter nudged the horse forward. The horse was having none of it. He had hoped to cut the journey in half, but that was becoming apparently not an option. A scrawl on a scrap of parchment marked a long-abandoned crossing. It was said that was where St. Martin of the Lake had led the Children of the Corn to safety after the Huns had swept through the valley. Gunter came in sight of the crossing at dusk. It was not very sturdy, but all the same, it was a ford. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Oh, one last little footnote. If you don't see me next week, think fondly of me.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Over the years, I've learned that, no matter how much I demand, somehow, parents are always able to come up with the asking price, whether they can afford it or not. Sometimes, it takes a severed finger, or an ear in the post, to convince them. But I've never failed to collect. I'm not greedy though. Mainly, because large quantities of cash are difficult to launder. I reckon $25,000 for a child is pretty reasonable, and nobody seems to struggle raising the cash. This time though, 4 triplets. It's going to cost you dear. And I don't do bulk discounts.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Time. Definitely a luxury not everyone can afford. To plan a trip by train? How enchanting and mysterious. To pack your clothes neatly in a nice vintage bag? To catch a cab to the station? To enjoy the ambience of that Victorian style? To slowly make your way to the train? To look at the station clock? 10:52. 8 precious minutes. The man was found while she was walking out of the station, a neat little bullet hole on his forehead. When the cops asked her why she had packed a bag, she replied, "Because I am a professional." And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 910, with a prompt of afford. So here's my story. As the van sped away, the officer turned back to the teenagers. "You six are under arrest." In an instant, the teenagers ran off in 6 different directions. Taking advantage of the distraction, Bilbert slipped into the forest and hid behind a large rhododendron. The cop stomped around in circles, shouting, "I can't afford to waste my time." He ran into the forest towards the Withybottoms' mansion. Bilbert followed slowly, until he heard the police car race away. Stepping from the trees, Bilbert looked up at the mansion and asked, "How can a carpet salesman own such a big house?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The headlines say inflation is out of control. Nobody can afford anything anymore. Gas, rent, food, college, and healthcare too. Those are way too expensive for anyone to afford. And yet, I see people driving around and buying things. It must be my imagination then. I'm imagining people driving around and buying things. And when I drive around buying things, I'm imagining myself too. Nothing is real anymore. So I drive home, turn on the television. College football is on. Packed stadiums full of people eating and drinking, watching so-called student athletes beating the crap out of each other.
Well, that's it for today's 100-word stories, the weekly challenge all on the topic of afford. Yeah, it's the first of the month on a Sunday, which means the leasing office screws something up, and I can't get to them until tomorrow, and then they're going to say, "Oh, you're late." Well, your stupid app didn't work, and you canceled the auto pay. I don't know what the hell you're doing back there. Frickin' jerks. Anyway, I'm just tired of their shit. Never ends, does it? They came by here all smiles and, "Oh, you have a credit for this month, and we're going to cancel the auto pay so you can get this balance in for the next month. It's only going to be this amount." And it's October 1 on a Sunday. Everybody sets things up to fuck things up. I'm just tired of it. Anyway, the next topic after my rant and ramble is blue sky. So think of blue skies and everything running perfectly and technology actually helping people instead of screwing things up. And I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.